Hi, with Laurie McGuinness, assistant manager of Real FC, asking Laurie really what his views are in terms of how the club's going to develop going forward for the coming season.
Well, we're going to be looking at youth players and perhaps a few older players with experience to play with them young lads. And we're hoping to obviously build a side that plays good, attractive, attacking football. That's what the fans at Real, deserve. And obviously, it's a big challenge for Niall and myself and Matty, but we're confident in going forward with Real Football Club.
In terms of in terms of looking back over the last season, have you got any kind of ideas in terms of what needs strengthening at the club? Any particular areas in terms of fitness and approach towards games?
Yeah, most definitely. We came in at a later stage, and obviously, it took a few weeks for us to sort out which players were good enough for the club. And once we'd done that, and we brought some youth into the side, lads that wanted to play for Real Football Club, we ended up getting three good results, especially the one against Carmarthen, because they came here playing for a place in Europe, and we beat them. So there was no gimme there. So it was a really good result.
And hopefully this will give an opportunity for many of the young kids who've been with the academy over the last few years, the opportunity to have their say with the first team.
That's right, they'll be training with us, and hopefully, two, three, four of them will get a chance to play in the Welsh Premier League this season. But one thing I will say, which I didn't think happened last year, was that when we took over, I thought the team were the most unfittest team in the Welsh Premier League. And I guarantee that when the season starts, that Real Football Club will have one of the fittest teams in the Welsh Premier League.
Thanks, Laurie.
Okay, thank you.